What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Corpus Christi Originals podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Eladio, and today we're featuring a band that's been pushing the South Texas metal scene forward for years. They built a reputation for intensity, creativity, and sound that's unmistakably theirs. Today we're diving into the identity, the stories, the tour life, and what's coming next for Zombie King. Let's get into it. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, bro? Thanks for having us, man.
Rob's down in the house, baby.
Obey Westside.
Come on, the cotton pickers, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody's talking about the cotton pickers. It's like a racial slur or something like that.
it's a town where it was made by the hardworking folks that's the only work you can get back then, man. It was working the fields, you know, and that's how it came to be. So it's a lot of people take pride in that.
Damn, that's awesome.
Nothing to do with race. It's not just one race or, you know, that have worked the fields. It's honest work, man. Honest job, hard work.
Definitely, bro. Definitely. So you're Eddie, and then Juan been on here before. How you doing, Juan? Doing all right? You look nervous, bro. Or is that just your normal face?
Default.
Not good.
Yeah. Hey, which is my camera, bro? This one right here?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll start with Zombie King. Obviously, the name brings an image to everybody's mind. What's a common misconception about Zombie King that you're tired of people assuming?
That we're a Disturbed cover band. We were just talking about that off camera. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't think there's really any misconceptions. Maybe the Zombie King name itself might throw people off, and they might be expecting like a more, I guess, brutal extreme sound, or whatever.
That's my personal experience is most people that know me that find out that I do music, I tell them the name and they think it's more like extreme or heavy, or like, which, I mean, we're heavy, yeah, to an extent, but yeah, they just the name alone, they think brutal, they think, yeah.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, he brought up Disturbed, and I wanted to mention that during this interview. Yeah, I can see how people see that from the first album, the Dead to Life album, because you have a lot of similar tones, like pitches, pitch-wise and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I can't hear Disturbed. Second album, you can't really hear it.
Yeah.
Because you changed melodic, the way you do move melodically as far as up and down, and then you had a few screams in there, like just actual screams, like, you know what I'm saying? Not tone scream, not trying to find a pitch scream, which is kind of the stuff that I listen to. I'm thinking of like Veil of Maya or something like that, where it's just high screams and low screams. There's really no melody to it. And I was asking the tuning version hit with him last time because is there a certain key that you like or whatever? But anyway, so describe Zombie King in one sentence, but you're not allowed to use the words metal, heavy, or horror.
What words can I use? Metal?
You can't use metal. You can't use heavy or horror.
Catchy. Okay, a sentence. One sentence, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Zombie King is aggressively catchy AF. Can we cuss on here?
Yeah, it's cool.
As fuck.
That's nice. My sentence. Yeah. I'm trying to ask questions that y'all haven't been asked before.
That's a good question, man.
Yeah, I seen you on the San Antonio Dudes podcast.
Oh, Ralph Metalworks.
Ralph Metalworks.
Shout out Ralph Metalworks.
Is that the dude? Well, they're both bald, I was going to ask. The one that doesn't have a goatee? Because I seen two of them.
That's Rob. Yeah.
And then the other dude is?
Tony Gomez.
There you go.
Tony Gomez is from here. He's just a staple, man, pillar here in the
shout out to them, bro.
Music scene. And then Ralph Metalworks, man, he's the longest standing fucking metal journalist in all of Texas.
Yeah,
fuck South Texas, all of Texas.
How'd y'all feel when y'all were on there?
Man, that was sick.
Yeah, he was. I didn't get to make the trip. Eddie and Adan.
Yeah, me and my drummer.
Did you feel like that was a milestone for you?
I think so. Yeah,
it's cool.
He had a lot of praise for us, man. We had a good time with him. He lifted our spirits. Not that our spirits were down, but it was like vindication. Like,
that's good, man.
You know, motherfuckers really care.
You know? Well, dude, sometimes you like work and work and work, and you don't really hear that, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was telling my son that this morning. Like, I mean, good job encouraging yourself, because sometimes you won't get that encouragement, you know?
Sure.
When someone sees you live for the first time, what emotion do you want them to feel in the first 30 seconds?
Love. And hate. What about you?
Ooh. I don't know if I can, I guess the word I would say is a connection or, sympathy or not sympathy, maybe empathy or, just like togetherness. I think that would be the word.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's something that like everybody no matter what we've heard, like no matter what people have compared us to or what bands or artists or vocalists or, you know, guitarists, you name it. We always find a way to connect with people after the show. Like when we start talking to the crowd, man, it's always different, but there's always that strong connection made. And that's what's brought those people back to us every time we play. There's just something about finding ways to have those people make that connection with you. And almost in a way, like commanding it, you know?
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, how do you do that? Like on stage, has the thought process changed from when you like first started to be on stage? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I mean, even the guitars, you got to show up like they're right in front. Like I'm here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so different now, man. Yeah. Early on it was like a fight. It was almost like a struggle to like, hey, we're here and this is us. And it's almost that feeling of like, man, we're fighting to get the spots like, that we're getting. How do I get you guys to come to the show? And then it started happening little by little for us. And now it's just like, and I was thinking about this earlier today, man, the biggest difference I would say is almost like, and I've heard it in like different like areas of entertainment, whether it's like sports or maybe like actors, actresses, where they like sometimes people do this for years and they don't have their big shot. Right. Mm. But then like years into the game, they hit a point where like, it just all clicks. And I think we're like right there where it's all like, at least for me personally, it's all starting to click. Like, why am I not letting this come to me? Why am I not, I'm confident in what I do. So why not go out there and just do it and just be, you know, whereas like having that whole like fight mentality, it's great. Like it gets you to certain levels, but, the experience and the wisdom, I don't think anything can replace that. Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then the music too, like I'm thinking like the music's got to be good as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause if it's, you can have a following, you can have the community, but it only takes you so far if your music's not really good, which is, seems like you guys are growing from one album to the next. Mm-hmm. So you just guys just had a tour, man. And we talked about that earlier. So you were mentioning McAllen was your favorite?
It's my favorite, man.
Yeah.
Corpus, what the fuck? How are we from here? McAllen's our favorite show of the tour. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, hey, that's not knocking y'all though. We love
home. Yeah, no, it's all good.
We love home.
Is it not knocking us? Cause there was a
wait, dude, you know, Corpus, we're like some of our worst critics, bro.
Bro, yeah. Bro, well, like one of the interviews you just did, right?
Yeah,
about Corpus having that hater
mentality. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You commented a few times.
Yeah, I commented. And there was another one I commented, maybe like on Facebook or something, and I was like,
yeah.
There are a few reasons, and I'm like, I'm always one to like just whatever. I'll bite my tongue. I know how the city is.
Yeah.
But hey, man, if like people aren't saying it enough, like nothing's ever gonna change, right? Yeah,
that's true.
Like there's just something about like not wanting your brother to do better than you.
Mm.
Where like this, like we're family, you know, in a sense, but you can't have it if I can't have it, you know?
Yeah. And I'm thinking too, like maybe sometimes the pudding's not really good, you know what I mean? And we're just like, do I really want to tell people about this? You know what I mean? Some people are too honest, you know what I mean? Which I think is good for us, you know what I mean? Like I was mentioning you about like this sounding like Disturbed, which like it did sound like, I did hear it. I was like, dang,
yeah,
this sound. I wish it didn't, you know what I mean? Because I want for us to be good at what we do,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, yeah, better shot on the next album. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool. Man, so is there a moment on the road where you looked around and thought, yeah, this is really happening? Because we meant...
The moment the van pulled up, bro. The moment the van pulled up on day one, we're like, oh, shit. I guess we're gone.
Yeah. There was a lot going into that week. And I think, the beginning of it, we're like, all right, we got it done. And now we got to get the whole tour done. You know, it was like a just checking like boxes. And then we're like, all right, we're ready. Yeah. You know, and like we're doing this thing. So, yeah.
How did they respond the way y'all thought that they would respond in different cities? Or, I mean, were y'all looking at that?
For the most part. Yeah.
Cool. We made a lot of friends, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any new riffs or lyrics or song ideas get born on the road?
Not this time around, but I mean, we've been toying with some stuff though.
Yeah.
Some, like some demos and shit for the new stuff coming up. But we got the new record. It's still very much fresh, very much new to,
yeah,
especially everyone who hasn't heard it. You know what I mean? So we're pushing that, but yeah, we work on stuff from time to time, man.
That's cool, man. Man, your shave is clean, bro. Like you just got off the bus. Like, I'm feeling it right now, bro. Yeah. If you had to describe the personality of this tour or one bizarre or funny story, what would it be?
Man, I think just every night. So we brought an entertainer with us by the name of Jesse Wilder, who he had like an act in between.
Oh, no kidding.
And shit. And he was doing a Bed of Nails thing, dude.
Oh, so every night, yeah, I seen him.
Yeah, every night it was just like him psyching himself up. And there was always this little something leading up to it that just kept the whole tour interesting. So it was like, well, here comes the circus. One night there was like a python. Like, was it in Houston or something?
Houston had like
python in the venue.
Performers, and it was a fucking vibe, man. It was beautiful. It was like popping, we were just like looking around, like, what is going on? And then you know what? Something in my mind was just like, lean into the shit. Dang. So we go up there, and I'm up there with the fucking shit.
We're doing this. It's like being constricted. I'm
like, what the fuck? Heavy motherfucker, too. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Like, yeah, it was cool.
Crazy.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. So you went on tours. You brought it back home. So what's the most Corpus thing that's ever happened during a show or while you were on the road?
It's Corpus
thing. Or Rob Sound thing.
Any show or this particular tour?
Whatever you can think
of. There was one particular show. I think we were opening up for Beer Factory or somewhere. Opening up. This is a national show. And some dude was like on the verge of being kicked out. And
right.
He like ran up to us on stage. He was like, hey, they're kicking me out. And we're like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? It was weird how he saw us as his savior. You know? It was like, what? Keep
being the show.
Like, I got to get my amp off stage, dog. What the fuck? Got time for that shit?
Who's it like? I think it was Keith Richards or something. That guy, he pulled out his guitar and he hit the
band. Oh, dude, yeah.
That was funny, man. When you're far from home, what part of Corpus do you carry with you into every venue?
Let you take that one, brother.
Oof. Man. Oh, that's tough. I don't know how to answer that.
I'll say, from my perspective, because I'm, from Ropstown, all right? But yeah, I've been coming into Corpus all my life and shit, so Corpus is like a second home. It's practically just a bigger little bit, honestly. Yeah. But what I carry with me as far as, every night's just like the attitude, you know? I grew up on the west side, bro. It ain't suburbia, you know? So
yeah.
You kind of got to move a certain way out there to make sure, you know, you're good and people respect you and shit. And I feel like I bring that on stage with me everywhere I go, cool. You know?
Yeah, I think mine's a bit similar. Anybody who knows me here, like in downtown, I've worked a few different places around here. And I guess you would say like I have a little following or at least people who like know of me I think that's what I carry into every city. Being open and wanting to connect with others and wanting to network with others, wanting to just vibe and like see how people are doing, see how they're feeling. And that's always been a thing on stage for us too, man. Like we don't really script a lot of like what we say on stage.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of just go with the flow and it's ad-libbed and I kind of just feel the crowd out. I will say like when we played in other cities, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
But it worked great.
Oh,
and I
cool.
was like, okay, at least I've learned that much from here in my hometown.
Yeah.
That like anywhere I go, like I'm going to be able to at least represent in that way or like take what I've learned here and like do that there. And
yeah,
it works. It works. Yeah.
Bro, when you had that white jacket last time, bro, you were making me sweat, dog.
Ooh.
I'm glad you didn't wear today because I'm feeling kind of chill right now.
it gets hot on stage. Yeah.
One challenge of being a metal band from Corpus that people outside the city don't realize?
I guess just being in Corpus. Like we're going back on that. And again, it's all Corpus. Good, it's just like.
You touched on it, man. Even now, man, there's people that act like they're friends with you. And even like sometimes I don't even realize it. Sometimes I get word from others that are either in our circle or like outside that are just kind of just mutual friends that hear all of the, you know, the BS and all,
yeah, all the chatter, gossip, all that stuff.
Yeah. And it's just like, sometimes it'll hit me. I'm like, oh, these fucking dudes are on my friends list right now too. And, they're supporting and they're commenting, fuck yeah, you're doing amazing. And, they're talking shit behind your back, and it's like that times 100 for all of the metal bands in Corpus. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it's almost like no wonder there's a lot of anger that goes out in our music, you know?
Right. But I think it helps. I mean, for us, it's helped us. It's helped me. I'm used to it.
Mm.
You know, after a certain point, it doesn't faze you anymore, and it's like,
yeah,
pour the fucking gasoline.
You grow that callus. Like, I don't give
a shit. We usually try to be like the bigger person, the bigger, you know.
Yeah.
And we still try to show love. We'll share bands on our stories. And if we're working with them, we'll promote them and stuff, put our people on. We'll say, hey, come check out this killer bill or whatever. But I've been known to like slap the disrespect out motherfuckers. So don't think just because we're posting you that, you know, you can still.
Of course, man.
That shit's sweet over here.
Yeah. So, man, now for the music heads listening, let's get into the sound itself.
Cool.
Yes. Which song or riff ended up changing the direction of Zombie King the most, even if fans didn't notice it at first?
It's a good one.
The question was, which song?
Song or riff ended up changing the direction of Zombie King the most, even if fans didn't notice at first?
I think recording the first EP forced us to adapt. With little to no time. And it also brought something out of us that was just, it brought out, like, it forced us to grow. It forced us to be a better version of us. And there's kind of like different little phases, different eras at this point. We've been doing this like 10, 11 years, at least us two have together. And, I would say, bigger than that, I think, and even to this day, because we hear it at shows all the time, I think Exposed would be the song that shifted everything and pretty much showed us like what we can do.
Wow.
Yeah,
I heard that. What's up, real quick? Nick Lopez, what's up, dog? Much love to Zombie King and the CCOGs. Thanks, man.
What's up, man?
He's going to be with us tomorrow. He's going to be guest co-hosting tomorrow with Marcos Leal. Yeah. Yeah, man. Definitely. When I heard that y'all have to scrap like almost all of that first album and come up within how many weeks? 2 weeks?
Six days, bro.
Dang. Less than a week, man.
Yeah.
That is tough, dude. Wow. I would say that in itself would be a change. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it was tough, man. And you're talking like 6-7 days or whatever, but majority of that has to be the music being laid down.
Exactly.
So I'm like in between that, like trying to find ways to.
You have to have stuff in storage already.
And it's not complete yet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't put ideas down to something that's going to be torn apart and like, you know.
Right.
It was a learning experience, man.
And man, we're on a label at a time too. So
yeah
we're trying to pay entertainment and there's a lot of pressure and it's like, yeah.
What up, B?
Time script. Yeah.
Belinda Rejos. Hello, Zombie King on Facebook. Thanks a lot for joining on the chat, you guys. Yeah. What happy accident or studio equipment ended up becoming part of your signature sound?
Happy accident.
There was a point where one of the cabs stopped, crapped out on us, right?
Was it? Yeah, it was an amp. Shout out fucking Robert Belton on.
Hell yeah.
One of his amps. I was using like I think it was a 6505. It just died. Crapped like out, first day, hey, time check guitars. Turn on the amp, blew up.
What the fuck?
So we had to improvise, and I can't remember what we used. It might have been I don't know. Another cool amp, but it changed the tone a little bit, but worked for what we were doing. So
changed the tone. So it was the tone you didn't want.
Not that I didn't it's just because you got to mix shit. You know?
Okay.
So it was a different like it altered the mix.
Yeah.
So it's like okay, well now we got to use this amp and it sounds different than what we were going for, but now we got to figure out how to blend it to make it work. And we made it work. So
wow, man, that's amazing, dude. Wow. What's a non-metal influence that sneaks its way into your music when people least expect it?
Oh, you started, man. I think there's so many, bro. Like that's so. Fun fact about me is I don't listen to that much. Like, I don't listen to many contemporary metal bands.
Same.
Very little that I follow. I think it might be a subconscious thing. Like, I don't want to be too influenced by other, you know, things, like other shit going on. And I heard, we heard this from Rob's Metalworks a couple weeks ago when we did the interview, and he said that Zombie King has its own sound, and that's why he really fucks with us. And I think a lot of that's attributed to the fact that I'm not listening to metal 24/7.
Wow.
If a band that I follow drops a record, then I'm going to check it out. But for the most part, bro, I'm listening to like pop music or fucking drill music. I'm listening to just, you know, good, like just good time shit. You know, yeah, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, you shared a story and it had a Wiz Khalifa or something just recently.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not even metal itself, you know? Yeah. It's cool, man. Yeah, so speaking of sound and performance, we got a big show coming up. Real quick into the camera, if you can, if you want to talk about the show or say something to, about the show real quick.
Yeah, definitely. This one right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this Black Friday, November 28th, we are doing Brewster Street Ice House. It is a co-headliner with Shattered Sun and Zombie King. Yeah. The tickets are on sale online. You can use the discount code ZK all day to get a Black Friday discount. Yeah, we're bringing heavy hitters to the stage, man. We've been working on this one for, I guess, close to like two or three months.
Yeah.
And it all fell into place. And yeah, we're coming off of our tour. Shattered celebrating their 10-year anniversary of Hope Within Hatred.
Dope album.
Yeah, man, it's a big deal, bro. It's a big deal. The 10-year anniversary of their record, Hope Within Hatred, it you know, it set them on a trajectory to accomplish so many things and find success in their band through all these years. You know, it's a big deal for them, and it's a big deal for us because we're co-headlining this bitch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we're not no special guests, no opening act, and that's how I'm not. I feel like I always got to preface like, hey, I'm not talking shit about nobody because. Nah. But it's just, it is
people
what it is.
People take it that way.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like, we're co-headlining this, and it's a big deal for us as well.
Yeah.
And we're proud to, because we've been paying our dues here for a while, bro.
Yes, sir.
And it feels good to finally be in the position to be, like, a strong supporting, you know, as co-headliner on a big fucking, this is a massive event for the region, for regional bands.
Rock and metal acts don't really get to play much at Brewster Street Ice House. And I'm not,
especially if you're an original band.
Yeah, I'm just being straight up, just being honest. So it's a big deal for us, in that regard. Like, we had to fight to get to that point to even get on that stage a couple of years back. I think this is our third time returning, right? Mm-hmm. It's gonna be our third time playing Brewster's, and each time we're there, I'm just like, we're gonna one up the last time. We're gonna do it even bigger this time. Somebody's got to notice eventually, man. Corpus Christi, wake the fuck up. We are on Brewster Street stage. We're doing this damn thing. So, yeah, I don't know.
Friday night, man.
That's like a milestone, bro. Cause you play around here, you play in these little places and something big like that. Dude, that's big, man. Like, especially for local bands. I've been in bands before too. Like in the '90s, early 2000s. Played at the Zone, friggin' all these other places, and just to have a big stage and a big crowd, dude, that's amazing, man. It's like a feat for you guys.
Yeah.
What's something longtime fans will notice you're doing differently this time?
I think just the new record itself, bro. We heard from dozens of people that one thing that I heard that I found interesting was. I heard this from so many people. They said, I'm listening to Zombie King, but it doesn't feel like I'm listening to Zombie King. But they say that, but they mean that in a good way.
They're all the way from like the day one. Like, they see all of the growth and they see like almost like different people on stage. Wow. We're still there, but it even hits me sometimes. I'm like, we're so like used to doing this now that it's like, it's not as much effort anymore. I'm not saying we're not giving 110% up there because we are.
Yeah.
And Lord knows, like, the shit I'm dealing with, at least like health wise and physically, like, I am up there like fucking breaking my body to do this. That's how much I love it. You know what I mean?
Crazy, bro.
And, but we're a polished version of what those young guys were, you know?
That's cool, man. Yeah. All right. The final stretch. Let's look forward. What's one thing coming up that fans don't expect? Something that feels like a new chapter for Zombie King.
Just the forward progression in its entirety, man. I mean, the book's still being written, right? But we plan to tour heavily next month, for sure. Especially next year, which kind of almost next month.
Yeah.
But next year, Yeah, dude, like I said, going on tour really opened our eyes, because we've played out of town here and there, but we've never done a full-on Texas run in these major cities and these badass venues. Meeting the people we met, doing the networking that we did, like I said, McAllen, that shit opened our eyes, bro. Yeah. And it's like, man, there's a whole fucking just...
Audience out here
that, like, and they don't know us, bro. Like, when we go to these other places, they just know us as we present ourselves. There's these bulls in this metal band, they're sick as fuck, Zombie King, you know. Here, it's like, you know, people know us from this, from that, and folks that went to school with us, whatever the case may be, right? Yeah. So I feel like going, stepping out where people don't know us, it's a different kind of appreciation. Mm. You know what I mean? Because we're out there doing the damn thing, and we're good at what we do.
Yeah.
And like Juan said, we're polished versions of the kids that started this shit, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like we're hitting our prime right now in every way, physically, mentally, emotionally, musically, artistically.
Songwriting.
Yeah.
I will say, if we wanted us to answer, like, what can all the fans expect, there was a jump between Dead to Life and The Reveling, and Exposed and all of that in between. There was a big jump, and all of the fans felt it. They noticed it. There's gonna be another one. All of the stuff that we're writing right now, there's so much, we're more intentional, we're more confident, we're actually just like, hey, we've arrived, and now we're going to top everything that we've done in the past, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think, are there any collaborations or features or creative partnerships you're excited about or even exploring? Because it seems like you feel like the next play is touring, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you need to get your sound out there, and you're talking about networking. Do you feel like collaborating with another bandmate or something would help that? You know what I'm saying?
Definitely open up collaborations moving forward.
There's a few people that come to mind now that you say that, and they're people that we've made connections with in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about social media marketing, like even Instagram, you can add somebody as a collaborator.
Yeah.
You got a whole group of people that following them.
For sure.
It seems like that could be a, you know, something to think about. That's cool, man. So, what's one goal for 2025 that scares you in a good way?
For 2025?
Yeah. Or 2026. Oh, my God. Year, dude. Yeah, 2026.
Scares us in a good way. I guess just the growth, man. Because it's kind of, I don't know if it's scary. It can be scary doing new shit. You know what I mean? And especially taking risks. Like going on tour, bro, it's not as simple as like, hey, man, we got these shows booked. Let's fucking hit the road. Like, dude, it's very tedious planning, a lot of hard work, sacrifice. Yeah. And like Juan said, it's like there was this whole fucking 3 or 4 month buildup just to make sure the tour was ready to go.
Yeah.
And then getting through the tour. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
It was a good test run right here. If you asked me this a couple months ago, I would say, man, putting it all together and actually getting on the road and touring would be scary as fuck. I'm like, we know what we got to do.
And we know we can do it.
Yeah. Real quick. So last thing. What's your message to the Corpus Christi fans who have supported you from day one?
Man. I even have a few coming in mind too. Thank you guys for toughing it out with us. There might have been a few stretches there where like it took forever to get to that first point where like we're recording the first EP. I feel like we were doing a lot of the grinding and the fucking like playing the shows and trying to get on the big touring bills paying our dues, man. But all the people that have stuck with us through all of that, man, thank you guys for believing. Because there have been a lot of points in all of that where we've even like butted heads about like, we're doing this damn thing, but what's coming of it? Or like, you know, like we're not seeing the fruits of our labor. And I think all of those people coming to the shows and giving us that support, it pushed us into pretty much just like shaking all that off and like, hey, man, don't let the bad voices get to you, man. Like you guys are doing some great shit and you guys are doing it right. And y'all have gifts that y'all need to share with the world. So,
yeah, man, there's a lot of bandwagon people who they won't fuck with anything until they see the masses are fucking with it. Dang. You know what I mean? So. All our supporters, bro, that have been around since the very beginning, like we just said, like that's a luxury. That's a privilege to have that because that's not just given lightly. And we appreciate y'all. We fucking love y'all. And we love Corpus despite, you know, the little.
Oh, I'm just being real, man.
Real shit, though. We love where we come from. Yeah. We love our people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we love to do this.
Yeah, yep. that's part of the reason why I do this podcast, man. I want people to see real. Mm-hmm. That's why I do it live too, because I want people to see real reactions and who's real out there, you know.
Yes, sir.
So, anyways, that's Zombie King. You guys, go catch them live at Brewster Street Ice House on November 28th. You don't want to miss this show. These dudes are putting their all in there, changing their, you know, their sounds and just morphing into better and better and better bandmates. Thank you guys for coming through, and thank you for everyone listening.
Thank you.
This is the Corpus Christi Originals podcast, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for having us, man.